So today was a very big day in the world of television. It was the Emmy nominations. Listen, I know you don't care about the Emmy nominations, but the interesting part are not the nominations, it's the snubs.
Mm-hmm.
The snubs are the interesting part. And there were some major snubs that really we have to discuss, because it makes me think that Hollywood just does not like Reese Witherspoon. They don't like her. They just don't like her. Because think of it like this. She starred in and her company produced three major shows this year. Okay. Mm-hmm. She did Little Fires Everywhere. She did The Morning Show. And she did Big Little Lies. She's in all three of those. All three of those were nominated. They were nominated for whatever, like best drama series, best limited drama series. All the actors in it were nominated, mm-hmm. except her. She was not nominated for Big Little Lies. She was not nominated for Little Fires Everywhere. And she was not nominated for The Morning Show.
Maybe The Morning Show, Jennifer Aniston outshined
Steve
her.
And Steve Carell, they were both nominated, by the way, both of them.
And they were both great in that show. But Reese actually dyed her hair brown, so she didn't look very good.
Right. So there's a couple of different theories. So, of course, immediately I went to Twitter because I was, you know, I got to see what Twitter's saying about it. Like, oh, what does Hollywood Twitter think about this? And the consensus is that while Reese Witherspoon was adorable, like super cute when she was playing, like when she was in Election and she was doing the adorable thing in Sweet Home Alabama. Yeah, she, just adorable. The mature Reese Witherspoon, according to Twitter, is talentless. They just think she's a terrible actress.
Mm-hmm.
They thought that she was not good in any of the shows I just mentioned. They thought that she plays Reese Witherspoon in all of them. And that to them, they weren't surprised that she was snubbed. They were like, yeah, she's just not as good as everybody else.
The Fires Everywhere show, all you yuntas love that show.
It was so good. Little Fires Everywhere, no joke, probably the best thing, the best drama I've seen all year.
I don't think you love it because of her.
You know, she basically played a mature Elle Woods. She
really
did. It's like, yeah, it's, you know, and it's weird. Jennifer Aniston, you look at her and she's Rachel from Friends, and then sometimes she's not. And when she's not Rachel, you're like, oh, she's a good actress.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas every time you look at Reese Witherspoon, it's like, oh, these are just different flavors of Elle Woods that I'm getting.
Unless it's The Morning Show where she dyes her hair and she looks nothing like Elle Woods.
No, but so she's brown-haired Elle Woods, you know, and people said that her character was really unlikable and that she just wasn't good.
Wasn't a fan.
So there's been lots of books written about how the nomination process happens. You know, of course, they send the movies or the TV series to all the nominators and say, hey, watch this. And, you know, here's some popcorn along with it.
Mm-hmm.
They went a step further years ago. People like Harvey Weinstein, aside from all the horrible things he did, he was just such a scumbucket. He used to call up major, major voters and say, I hear you need your kitchen remodeled. Let me go ahead and do that for you. Or, oh, your daughter's trying to get into NYU. I can help her.
Really?
So he would do all these like major favors for these Oscar voters to get them to vote for his movies. And they would.
Mm-hmm. Then he would show them his wiener.
And he didn't have to show them his wiener. He built them a kitchen instead.
So the only people that saw his wiener were actors.
Right. Actors who wanted to keep working. Actresses who wanted to keep working.
Right.
So, I mean, that was something that now we know went on in Hollywood and still goes on today. I was listening to somebody who is an Emmy nominator and an Emmy voter, and she wouldn't say who she was, just that she was a female. And she said that most of the snubs were because all the voters are like old white men.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they didn't see the outsider. So they didn't nominate Cynthia Erivo, who was the star of it. Instead, they nominated Jason Bateman, who had like, he was in one episode.
Unless Baby Yoda was he nominated, Baby Yoda?
Actually, yes. The Mandalorian got a lot of nominations.
Because it was amazing, and it should. And that was the only thing that I saw.
Yeah, so The Mandalorian was nominated for Outstanding Drama Series. And then your boy Giancarlo Esposito was nominated for The Mandalorian.
But no Baby Yoda?
It doesn't work like that. Baby Yoda's not an actor. You got to be an actor.
Them is fighting words.
Okay, well, listen, take it up with the Emmys, not with me. I'm just here reporting it. Don't shoot the messenger.
Baby Yoda's such an actor.
Well, you know what? Apparently he wasn't better than Jennifer Aniston. Maybe that's another snub. Maybe he and Reese Witherspoon can go cry together.